Hello, everyone. So we are going to talk today all about Don't Stop Believing, the event, and CAMP, which is our three-day transformation event. I wanted to kind of go through quickly just what are the differences between the two? Who should be there? If you're a newbie, is this right for me? If I've never ever exercise a day in my life? Can I even do the Don't Stop Believing event? I just kind of wanted to go through those things today to kind of clear up a few questions and whatnot. So here's what I want to invite y'all to do. I will be looking at the chat and Coach MJ is over there. If you have any questions whatsoever about these events, if you will just put them inside the Q&A so that I can get to them and I can watch them as I'm talking to you. And hopefully I'll be able to answer a lot of questions. I would like to say that I am dressed appropriately to talk about the sports because my University of Tennessee Vols are the SEC championship team. And we're in the 64, and I'm going to be rooting them in tomorrow. So I am a huge sports fan, even though I didn't participate in sports at all when I was growing up. So let's talk a little bit about CAMP versus Don't Stop Believing, why I created both of these events, and why I find each of them very special. So a long time ago, when I first started No BS, this was back in the day when we were called Fit and Fat. The PHIT, the hyphen PHAT. And I had my very first, what we would call a camp weekend. And we called it camp because when the people came to my house, literally our first camp weekend was at my house. And seven people who were members of my little bitty Fit and Fat training program traveled from all over the South and one from Rhode Island to come and let me boot camp them. We used to exercise a lot back in the day. And that for me started the camp experience. I knew that bringing together women for a weekend to do something was very beneficial. What I learned from that very first camp before I even knew what I was doing, they just all showed up and I was like, all right, we're going to sit around the kitchen table. And we're going to talk about all the reasons that we're not losing weight or that all the things that we need to do in order to lose our weight and what's getting in our way. That was the plan. And then other than that, we were going to work out in the morning and in the evening. And we did that for three straight days. That was the very first camp experience. What I learned from that was that it was very powerful for those people, some of which are still in our membership to this day. And that was in 2007. What I figured out is that within 3 days, you can talk about so many things. You can move the needle significantly in your perspective, because if you're spending 3 days really focused on a topic, really digging into what's going on here, what do I want to be thinking? Like, you're kind of like when you come to a camp, it's like 3 days of you having some separation from your life to be able to take a look at your life. Most of the time when we're at home, we're just living our life. Even if you're a journaler, even if you're like me who does like all the thought work and stuff, sometimes it can be difficult to actually observe your life because you're so in it. CAMP is the three-day event where we observe our life and we observe a specific part of our life. And we coach on it all weekend and we journal on it and I preach and I teach and every lesson is geared towards taking your current perspective and shifting it into one that you can grow from. Camp weekend has been transformational for many of our No BS women. We only have one a year. We used to have more during COVID, but now we are back to one camp a year. And that one is actually going to be next weekend. During COVID, we used to always do them in person. I swore to God we couldn't have camp unless it was in person, that the dynamic was going to be different, blah, blah, blah. I had my whole story. But during COVID, we didn't have that choice. I needed to be able to continue the camp experience. So I had to start solving a new problem. Rather than thinking, there's no way this could be special if we're doing it at home, I had to think about how do I make it just as special no matter where someone's tuning in from. So we started doing virtuals. And what I found is that for many people, it was more special for them. because they would take time and create a little woman's womb at their house. And they would sometimes they would go get a hotel or an Airbnb. Some of them just close themselves off into their bedroom and they clean their bedroom up before camp weekend starts. I didn't realize the power of being able to doing it from home would be. And so many of you I know will never be able to come to Nashville. Y'all live all over the world. We have people in Israel, Australia, New Zealand, Canada. We have people all over the world who have littles, and this is not their time in life where they can travel. I've got doctors and nurses who are working long hours. They can get camp weekend off, but they just can't afford to travel. I have people that are not going to be able to attend that weekend, but now they have the opportunity to get replays so that they can create their own experience. So camp is one of those things where I highly encourage you to come. This particular one is all about relationships. We're going to start by examining the relationship we currently have with ourselves, getting to know ourselves in a compassionate way, and then taking, like, for some of you, it's going to be taking what's already working in your relationship with yourself and learning how to amplify it to have stronger relationships outside of you. For some of you, the relationship with yourself is not so great. It's very difficult. It's burdensome. It's hard on you. It's the one thing slowing you down from your weight loss. And so for you, we're going to focus the weekend on the relationship with yourself. So anything that we're teaching throughout the entire weekend, whether it's something about the relationship internal or the relationship external, you will be able to use it to improve the relationship you have now, to significantly change your outlook about yourself and your potential, your growth, your possibility, and to be able to do the same for people that you love in life. One of the things that I have worked on so much the last few years is just my relationship with me and specifically the relationships of in my life. You know, I don't know if y'all know, but my mom and I have not had a great relationship the majority of my life. It's the strongest it's ever been now, but I mean the bulk of my life. I'm 47 years old and I would say 44 of them has not been great. And it wasn't either one of ours fault. I just, like, for me, I didn't know how to see my mother. I only saw my mother from that little girl who internalized everything as being hurt, not being important. And it took me examining and watching the relationship and rethinking the relationship to open myself up to it. And when I did that, I don't know that my mom has changed at all. My brother would probably say she's changed some just because I've done so much work on me. I think that I've had a positive influence on the people around me, which is one of the things that I'm teaching you inside of Relationships Weekend is about the power of our influence. You know, I can't control whether anybody in my life ever changes, but I can control me. And then what I can do is make sure that the way I'm operating in the world gives everyone around me something very positive to look at, something that they can potentially have amazing thoughts about, that they can look at me and think, huh, something's different there. Let me try that on for myself. And as long as I'm operating from a place that's compassionate and loving of self, I give to the world the best opportunity for them to change, for them to level up, for them to do differently. But at the end of the day, what I've noticed is so many of the people in my life have never changed, not one bit, but I'm going to sneeze. I knew that was coming. What I've noticed is that because I'm operating from such a good place, I don't see all the drama and all the ugly that I used to. My perspective of them has shifted. What I look for them has shifted. What I make, what they say and do means has shifted because I shifted as a person first. I was talking the other day to some people and I said, you know, for all of our single people who are coming to Relationships Weekend, this is not just a weekend we're talking about partners. This is a, and we're not just going to talk about our kids. We're talking about all the things. And I was telling the single people, you know, until you learn how to choose you, it's very hard to choose someone else. And I think that applies for all of us. When you're not choosing you, you notice when others don't choose you. You hyper, like, get sensitive around what people are saying about you. So it's just important that we work on our relationship with ourselves. So camp is an immersive weekend. It's 3 days. It is the best work you do on yourself. It is where you are going to be learning and then going off into your life and then applying what you learn. Let me put my glasses back on. I got my notes. I just don't want to make sure I forget anything. It helps you shift the beliefs that you have about you, because we're going to uncover a lot of thinking at Relationships Weekend, and we're going to poke holes in a lot of it. And by the end of the weekend, you will have so many shifted beliefs. You will have new tools for how to make friends, keep friends, get rid of friends, set boundaries, how to forgive, when to let go of things, when not to let go of things, how to think about yourself, and how do you start curating and creating circles of friendships? How do you start planning for relationships instead of just being in them and like taking it in the butt? So we're going to be talking about all of that. Don't forget, if you have any questions, to pop them into the Q&A. So camp, you will get replays. So if you sign up and you can't come that weekend, you will get replays within 2 weeks of camp, and you can do it on your own. We also sent everyone a DIY guide for how to have the best replay experience. Hundreds of our members do not attend live. They literally purchase camp because they want to be able to have that material for them when they are ready to do the work. And some of them don't have the luxury of taking 3 days to themselves. So they might come to one day and then they watch the other days on their own. So we have tried to cover the basis for all of you. If you go to nobswomen.com, we are dropping the link inside the chat. If you go over there, you can find out all the information. You can still come to Nashville if you want. There's still some openings, but the virtual registration will not close until, I think it closes Friday morning. We start at noon on Friday. So now let's talk about Don't Stop Believing. And what is Don't Stop Believing all about? So this event came to be because, remember, ask your questions over here in Q&A so I can say them out loud. I'm not going to answer them from chat. Don't Stop Believing started a few years ago. If you don't know my story, I was never an athlete. I didn't play sports. I rode the bench in PE. The kids never picked me for anything. Like, all of my memories of moving my body when I was a kid was surrounded with pain, discomfort, being bullied, scared as shit what people were thinking of me, embarrassed to play. So like, when it came to movement, I had a lot of self-sabotaging thoughts around it. You know, I'd never had a good experience with exercise. Move into my adult life, the vast majority of my 20s, the only experience I had with exercise is hiring trainers or starting a workout program that was way too aggressive for me, made me sore as fuck. I could go for about 3 or 4 weeks, then I'd miss a day, and the day would turn into a membership I needed to cancel. And then I'd get my wild hair up my ass and then try again. I had a very bastardized relationship with movement. When I decided I wanted to lose weight, I really thought about things I wanted out of it. And one of the things I wanted so much was to be an adult athlete. I, even as an adult, was just envious and jealous that my brother could play sports. He was always naturally gifted, always an athlete. And I wanted that. And so I started with walking. And as I was kind of like feeling my way around, trying to figure out how was movement going to fit into my life, I had a good friend who was a runner all her life. And she was my naturally thin friend, beautiful. The guys always loved her. When we would go out, I was, you know, I was the big girl that she could go with so that she would have a ride or die with her. But then she'd be off dancing all night long because everybody wanted to dance with her and no one wanted to dance with me. And she was like, let's sign up for a 5K. let's just do it. She was like, you can learn to run. And I was like, I know I can't. And she said, well, then just walk it. And so she really encouraged me to think bigger than what I was thinking. And so my first 5K, I tried to run it. It took me, I think it was like 55 minutes and 41 seconds. It was at the Y in Donaldson. We ran down Lebanon Road, whooped around Target and came back. And I was dead last, dead fucking last. And this was like back when I didn't want anybody to see my body. I was wearing the world's largest t-shirt and black bootcut yoga pants, trying to run. And it was like June, miserable, but I did it. And I cried when I finished the finish line. That friend and I started signing up for more things. And she convinced me that we should walk a half marathon. I didn't even know what a half marathon was. She convinced me we should walk one. And we did. So since then, I went from doing nothing to I've done over 60 half marathons and marathons and adventure races. Probably into the hundreds, at least between 100 to 200, if you counted all of my 5Ks and all of my 10Ks that I've done since then. I would say of my half marathons, half I've walked. I think a lot of you think that there's some kind of shame in walking. There is no shame in walking. I've walked a lot of them. I would walk another one. You go just as many miles as someone who walks versus runs. It does not matter. You still have to train. You still have to believe in yourself. You still have to think about your body. There's no difference. Your size doesn't make a difference. Your age doesn't make a difference. Your mindset will make the difference, but none of this other shit that we think does. So of all the ones that I've done, the vast majority of probably the first, I would say 30 half marathons and stuff I did, I was usually dead last or almost last. And I cannot tell you how many times I would finish a race and that literally nothing would be left. There would be no finish line for Corinne. There was no crowds. There was no finish time for Corinne because they would pull the little time thingies up. There would be no medal for Corinne. So this friend that I used to do races with, she was so kind because a half marathon for me back in the day would take a little over 4 hours. She would take about two. And this was before we had Facebook, before we had smartphones. She would sit in the car and she would bring a book, like a legit real book. And she would read for 2 hours and she'd just hang out. And when she crossed the finish line, she would always tell them, my best friend will finish, but y'all will be gone. And I need two medals so that she can have her medal when she's done. I can't tell you how many times Laurie waited on me and made sure that I got to feel like an athlete. So I say all that because I created Don't Stop Believing for our members, because I'm sick and tired of y'all thinking that you can't move for a variety of reasons, that you can't challenge yourself, that you can't fall in love with exercise. I created Don't Stop Believing not so y'all could lose weight through exercise. I created it so that y'all could believe in yourself, that you could prove, like, doing a race is one of the best ways I ever learned how to prove myself wrong. I set a goal I didn't ever think I could achieve. It was the best way to teach me how to be consistent, how to do shit when I didn't want to. Like, doing races did help me lose weight, but not in the ways that we're taught in the diet industry. It was never because I was exercising and burning off calories. It was simply because if I could go out and, you know, walk for 2 hours when I didn't believe I could, I had proof to tell myself, I bet all this shit that I think about food, that like I can't stop eating chips, might not be true either. If I'm proving myself wrong here, what else am I wrong about in my life? What else do I keep telling myself that's just a decision? If I can decide to go do something I'm scared of, if I can decide to go do something that I think I can't do and do it, where else in my life is that happening? That is how Don't Stop Believing changes things. So I created my race so that a finish line would never come down on my feet. That's not the worst thing in the world to have happen. But when you've struggled all your life with your weight, and it's, you know, so hard for us to set goals, and it's so hard for us to believe in ourselves, if anybody needs a finish line, it's the person in last place. That's the one that takes the most courage and guts. That's the person whose change is fragile. First place doesn't need a finish line. They already are believing in themselves. They're already accomplishing. Now, I want them to have their finish line. I'm not saying let's tear their finish line down. But we need it. It's important. If somebody finishes in first place and doesn't get a million cheers, they're still going to practice the next day. We might not. So I wanted to create an event for y'all that had what I know you need in it. That's how Don't Stop Believing started. The first race, y'all, was pitiful. I know y'all loved it, but when I look back, I'm like, oh shit, I can't believe y'all loved it. We didn't have a start or finish line. We had me standing there going, go. And I had my phone and I was playing Don't Stop Believing on it. We had husbands riding bikes on the trail, handing out water, making sure everybody finished. My team, my little team of six, were running out into the course, finding our last place people and walking in with them to make sure that no one got left behind. Our next race, we actually had food at the finish. We had a coat rack for the medals. We leveled up our game. The third one was all online because COVID hit and we had to take everything virtual, but I still filmed a start and finish line video. This one is going to be legit. We're going to have a DJ. Everybody's going to get a photo with me at the finish line. I like a real photo, not just like, all right, get your phone out. Let's grab a selfie. We're going to have like legit photos. Legit food. We're going to bus your ass from the hotel to the start and finish line and back so that you ain't having to worry about figuring out a ride. Family and friends are welcome. It will be a legit experience for you if you come in person. We do have the virtual experience and it will be legit too. So the way Don't Stop Believing works is you pick a time and not a distance. So you'll pick 1 hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours that you want to move. You get to choose if you want to walk it, do you want to run it, or do you want to do a combo of both? It's totally up to you. We'll help you pick. We have a kickoff call coming up. I think it's April the 3rd. It's the Sunday before we start the training. Our kickoff call, I'm going to do some rapid fire helping people pick out distances. Our training guide that you get will also have a graphic in there that will say, here's like how to pick your distance based on how much you move now and, you know, different things. You also, everybody will get some swag for Don't Stop Believing, just like what we do for camp. And it's just one of those races where I encourage you to do it if you've always believed you can't. So let me answer some questions and then finish up here because I don't want this video to be super long. I'm very new to NoBS. I signed up in March. Is camp good for new members or should I wait until I've gone through NoBS modules? It's great for new members because you'll be finishing, most of you will be finishing NoBS about the time we start camp. So that's fine. So new members, you are totally welcome to come to camp. It will be a great compliment to what you've done. Is the Don't Stop Believing run walk course hilly? No, with where we're doing it in Nashville is over in the flattest part of Nashville. There's literally no hills. I mean, if there's an incline, it's going to be like this. I mean, there's literally no hills. So we had picked a very flat course for all of us. What can you do other than run or walk? From the only other option for Don't Stop Believing is you could bike if you wanted to. So if you want to do a bike, but we are not opening it up to swimming and dancing and all this other stuff. If y'all want to do that, that's great. But we wanted to keep this race focused on the training is going to be all about running and walking for 1 hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours. It just makes all the material in there. It's a lot easier for us to teach you if we're teaching one modality. So this is for runners or walkers. And if you choose to bike, you just do the same mileage. The same time frames. So it's the same if you want to ride a bike for that amount of time. Let's see. Will you give us ideas to make the day special, even if it's virtual? So I'll be sending you, one of the things that I'll be doing is sending you a start line and a finish line video. So you will have that for when you start. So you'll watch your start video. You'll go out and do your stuff. Every single participant of Don't Stop Believing, I also have a special curated playlist. This is the Don't Stop Believing playlist for all of our No BS women. It's a little over 3 hours in length. So you'll have the music, and then you'll also have a private 12-week training group. So that's one of the other things that separates Don't Stop Believing from camp, is that with camp, you know, it's that 3-day immersiveness. Don't Stop Believing is like a long-term belief shift in yourself. It's how to set a long-term goal and prove to yourself that you can do a little bit at a time. And then at the end, you're doing something major. That's what I love about Don't Stop Believing, is that it really does show you, like, we start with low times and you think, oh, how am I ever going to be able to like do, you know, 3 hours, 2 hours, or 1 hour if I'm only going to walk 10 minutes this day? The thing that y'all mess up in weight loss all the time is thinking you've got to do a 180. When you do Don't Stop Believing over 12 weeks, it really shows you how over 12 weeks, small little changes add up to a really big fucking result. So we will be doing a lot of that inside the private Facebook group. We'll be training inside of a private Facebook group together. There will be one monthly call from me where we're just going to coach mindset, because every month I've got a new theme of bullshit mindset that we go through, like worrying about being last or worrying about what you look like or what happens when it starts getting long and hard. Now what? Like eating like an athlete, like how to not eat like an asshole, but eat more like an athlete. And that doesn't mean giving up your favorite foods, but we're going to be on the hunt for reward eating. I've been training so much, and eating that comes along for the ride when it comes to doing events. So 12 weeks with us, it's that longer evolution. There will also be another call every single month with Coach Jane for all the technical things like shoes, socks, hydration, fueling, everything you're going to need to do to get across the finish line technically. Then each week, she's going to do a Q&A thread inside of the Facebook group where you can post a question and we will make sure that those get answered. And then you can also use that Facebook group to come up with a bajillion ideas on how to make your virtual experience special. Don't worry, we'll be talking all about that while we train. Is there a cost for online Don't Stop Believing? Yes. So if you'll go to the events page, you can see all the pricing. The early bird special is running right now. Early bird pricing ends on April the 15th. And so then the prices will go up. Can you bring a non-member to walk with? I prefer you don't, just because this is legal things. If you bring a non-member, they have not signed our waivers. They have not signed those things, and I'm not allowed to have them to sign those things. So you can make plenty of friends, Jackie, if you decide to come to Nashville inside the Facebook group. Or if you're going to do it virtually, you can walk with whoever you want. I don't care about that. But when you come to Nashville, you can bring anyone you want with you, but the only people who will be allowed to race with us will be members only. How many miles is 1 hour walking? It just depends on your pace. We'll have some people do 2.5 or 3 miles in an hour. We'll have some people do in an hour 4 to 5 miles. That's why we're doing it by time, because it varies. Like for me in 1 hour, I'm probably 3.5 miles. If I'm running, I'm probably more like 4.25. I don't run much faster than I walk. So it really just depends on the person. How many days a week is the training? 3 days a week. So we have written it to where you're training. You'll have 3 walks or runs a week. 1 will be long, 2 will be short. Anything else you decide to do will be all like up to you. But the training plan is written that way. We will have suggestions for strength, for stretching. Jill Angie has given us some videos on pre and post run stretching, and she is the Not Your Average Runner podcast host. So we have lots of really good goodies in there. Oh, and the bike option is not available for in-person. So if you're doing the bike option, that is for virtual only. All right, everybody, that is all the questions. You can continue to ask questions inside the Facebook group or inside of Ask Coaches. We will answer anything and everything that you need. So please think about coming. It is also, I just want to add, if you're coming to Don't Stop Believing in person, it is, if Nashville's been your dream to visit, it makes it super affordable. Hotel rooms, especially in June in Nashville, run about $500 a night if you want to be anywhere near downtown. Our rate, I think, is it's either $249 or $269 a night. That is unheard of in Nashville. We have been working these deals now for well over a year to make sure that we have a good hotel rate. So really think about making it like a family event. All right. Y'all have a good one. Talk to you later. Bye, y'all.